We're on. Town of Bruley, regular meeting for September 12th, 2016. I'll come to order. Please turn off our side of the electronic devices. Mr. Rhodes, would you lead us in a pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Nobody was sitting down here.
Nobody?
Councilmember Rhodes.
Disappointed.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Here.
Councilmember Bushmaster.
Here.
Councilmember Reisdorf.
Here.
Councilmember Andrade.
Here.
Councilmember Easter.
Here.
Councilmember Pastor.
Here.
Mayor Ngarmen.
Here. The meeting minutes from August the 8th are in your package. Do I hear any corrections or do I hear a motion to accept them as is?
I'm moving.
Move, Mr. Rhodes. Second, Mr. Richard. Discussion from the council. Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. Mayor reports, Public Works, Don, Don made a suggestion and I'd like for him to go over with it. I agree with
it. I just felt like we needed some inspection on the project we're doing right now just to ensure, especially at critical points. So I talked to the mayor about it and we agreed to get Roy to give us a price, which I feel like is reasonable. He wanted to budget $1,000 to $1,500 per month for an inspection once a week during the laying of the trunk line, but Joe and I feel like we really don't need that. It's an enclosed system pump, and but we do need it when they change out the impellers on and enlarge the and pressurize the system. So if council in agreement, I think we ought to get their inspector to inspect the project through completion at the critical points that Joey spells out.
Now that's Owen and White's inspector, not the contractors, which
right.
happens.
It's our engineer's inspector.
Okay. Well, I don't think we need a budget adjustment for that. We, you know.
Do we need a
policy? No, I don't need one. We'll just tell them to do it. You know, it's part of the scope.
We have said amendments that we were calling.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine. All right, planning and zoning, consider final plat showing the resubdivision of Janice L. Abair et al. Property into lot JH1 and JH2 located in section 56, township 8 south, range 12 east, southeast land district, west of the Mississippi River, town of Bruley Parish, West Baton Rouge, state of Louisiana, for Ivy Thibodeau Jr. That's the plat up there. It was discussed at the committee meetings last week. There was little or no discussion. There's a couple of notes on there that I understand have been changed already. So with that, I'll turn it over to council for consideration.
It was recommended from the planning commission.
Planning commission and the, yeah, planning commission, unanimous.
So what is it?
They're only doing is splitting it in half. Or, I think, is it exactly in half or close to half? It's close to half. Just making two lots out of one. That's what I was talking about. Those changes have already been made. And before I sign it, I'll look at it for sure. Make sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's in terms of square footage, they're exactly.
Well, that's
plenty more.
Yeah, you got everything you need. Frontage, everything.
Especially for the zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I move,
Mr. Kneesler.
Second.
Second, Mr. Andre. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. Consider variance request Tyler J. Sprouse, 3345 Orleans Quarters, non-compliance section 19.6, servitude encroachment to build a fence. This is a standard fence thing. He's got culverts in the ground and so on. So we just signed two of them back here.
Move.
Ms. Bourgeois, second. Mr. Richard, any discussion with council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye. All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. Finance, consider application for beer and liquor permit, Pin High Cyber Golf, LLC. That's where the Quicks cards used to be given out. They closed that, and he wants to build that place there.
Question, Joe. Way back when we did, we didn't have the ballroom.
Right.
And then the place that they had to serve X amount of food, What's the split on that? I can't remember. Is it a percentage of food sales you have to have?
No, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
That's the only thing that jumped in the mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Past week about it, I know we had some stuff that we couldn't show they will sell that much food.
I can check it.
Does it fit in with that, or is that just a separate kind of business?
Yes. Well, that ordinance there is the type of thing that you have to sit down, you have to close the door, you have to turn off the phone for about a half hour, because they have so many whereas's, whereas this and if that, notwithstanding chapter, section such a, so to answer a question like that, I'd have to go back and read the thing. I can do that tomorrow, though. I mean, you could. Okay, but look, you know.
What kind of business is it? I'm missing.
Cyber golf. It's apparently it's some kind of thing where you go and you swing a golf club and it tells you hit it this side or that side, you know.
Basically, they golf.
Yes. That's my understanding.
I didn't know if the business that it was met the requirement of the food sale, say like a Las Palmas, you know, or.
I didn't get the impression he was selling any food.
You know, I know we had to cut over the ball.
He didn't bring in any drawings to detect approved drawings yet.
Probably need a little deal, but I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
We don't.
Yeah, I understand.
Maybe turn it.
What kind is he, do we have a copy of the license?
Class A general. It says general restaurant wholesale manufacturing. In the past five dollars.
So I'm assuming it's going to be a driving range type of thing inside.
Inside. So alcoholic beverages containing not more than 6% by volume, so could even sell out.
It can sell, no bad.
What's that? I didn't catch that.
He couldn't sell handicated inside.
A stronger beer.
Higher percent.
I never heard that word in my life.
A beta beer.
It's
a beta. Oh.
It's a beta beer. It's got 8%. I think it's 8%.
Oh. You lost me on that one. I'm a Bud Light with over ice. Got it.
Yeah. Is there a percentage of food sales that goes along with that, or just the percentage of alcohol?
Yeah, that's what I was told. I've never seen it, but.
He's not doing it as a restaurant, right? He's just doing it as a general.
Recreational.
So it not being a restaurant permit. I'll keep it. Why don't we?
Pass on that one?
Pass it for five minutes.
All right. Item three, consider audit compliance questionnaire. It's something we turn in every year. It's filled out. I signed it. Oh, I was, yeah.
We missed that one.
Consider the purchase of police software. Chief, you want to talk about that?
Okay. Yeah, that was that evidence management software. Tom talked to the company and he knocked $700 off of the price. So it was down like $61.50.
Yeah, we wait another month.
Take a little more time.
End of the year.
But it's something we can really use. It's going to help us out a lot tracking all this evidence and give us a set schedule and we can get rid of some of this stuff. And we won't end up with a bulk of stuff that's 40 years old in there anymore. So.
You want to convince yourself to vote for this?
This is the one that we can put town stuff on to?
Yeah, sure enough. Track all our property control.
And how much a month?
Was it, how much was it?
I
lost my paper. Yeah.
Mr. Andre, second, Mr. Richard. Any discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
I've got a couple of bad men rackets from the 60s.
They got some old ones. Thank you.
Richard.
Consider audit compliance questionnaire. That's we got to turn it in every year. And if y'all want to read it, you can, but it's.
So moved.
Second.
So moved.
Who moved?
Me.
Ms. Bourgeois, Mr. Niesler. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. D, personnel don't have anything. Now, in the personnel, there's a possibility that we'll be having a special meeting to address the vacancy Wayne left, so be prepared. I don't see anything wrong with a special meeting for that. You know, I'm typically not in favor of them because they give the appearance of hiding something, but it's nothing that's controversial. Yeah. No, we can be prepared for that. Recreation Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Police Committee, consider hiring full-time police officer David Johnson.
Yeah, I'd like to recommend we hire David Johnson. 10 years of law enforcement. He's been to Arkansas and Louisiana Post Academies. School resource officer certified. A bachelor's degree in criminal justice, and he worked here for 2010 to 2013. He was going to come tonight, but he caught a stomach virus. Mm. To meet everybody.
Pregnant, is he?
No, okay. He's good. He's good. So we'd like to hire him at $17.50.
All he's got to do is write a letter.
Just immediately.
Tells he is. That's all he's got to do. All right.
But y'all would like him a lot. Real good guy.
Yeah. Okay. That's the recommendation of the chief. Starting when? Yeah.
Today or tomorrow. Tomorrow's good.
9:13. And the rate, what you said, was 17?
$17.50.
I move.
Mr. Niesler. Second, Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it.
And that puts our numbers at a full staff.
That's that. We'll be back full now.
Do we have two people on at night yet?
No, sir. That's something that we'll start talking about maybe next month, is adding one more person on. Trying to get a little bit more help. You know, we put the numbers and everything together, and it's something very doable. So we're going to talk some more about it in the next month. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Government affairs, I'm not aware of anything. I have something in correspondence on government affairs, but it's okay.
Wait. Huh? Go ahead.
There's no requirement on sale of food on a general retail permit. A restaurant permit requires 60% of its average monthly revenue from the sale of food items and non-alcoholic beverages. There is no such restriction on it.
Good question. All right, we're back to item C1.
I move we grant.
Move Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Good question. Consideration of vetoed ordinances. There have been none vetoed. Hearing and final action on ordinances. Ordinance number 9, Chapter 19 of the Code of Ordinances of the Town of Brule, State of Louisiana, through the amendment of readoption of the official zoning map of the Town of Brule. With that, I'll open the public hearing, Ordinance number 9 of 16. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the audience? Seeing none, hearing none, I will close the public hearing and turn it over to council for consideration. Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those, roll call, my bad. Y'all must just wait for me to do stuff like this. Yeah.
Councilmember Nissen.
I'm not in a hurry to leave.
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Ordinance number 10 of 2016, rezoning request from R1 single family residential to C1 light commercial at 653 East Main Street for James W. Sorrell and Laverne M. Sorrell. With that, I'll open a public hearing for ordinance number 10. Any comments from the audience? Seeing none, hearing none, I will close the public hearing and turn it over to council for consideration.
We approve the rezoning.
Mr. Niesler?
That's the little green building.
Yeah.
That's, I'll second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Roll call vote.
Councilmember Rhodes.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois. Councilmember Niesler.
Yes.
Our zoning maps are
out. Out of date.
There you go.
Damn. I hate when that happens. Yeah. I never thought about it. Yeah.
Well, no, it's dated June the 15th, so
that's a dead date.
Y'all can change it January 1st. Resolutions and commendations, consider sales tax distribution resolution. Scott, for your information, I don't know if I already said this, just stop me. Half of one cent sales taxes is distributed by a moving population. It's supposed to be estimated every year. But the way the ordinance reads now for the parish is that the parish council is going to change it, it doesn't get changed until the council changes it. This resolution is supposed to support a ordinance that's going to say that from now on, administration is going to do the math, and this is how they're going to do the math, and then the council will take action. So, it's been 2.5 years, 3 years since it's changed, and a town like Addis is growing as fast as they are. You know, they're in a hurry to get a change, and they don't want to have to go through this crap every time. So, that's what this does. And Ms. Bourgeois made at least one correction, and I think took care of it.
Yeah, town clerk and Don had another.
And what it's going to do is you take the census, a 10-year census, and you add for every building permit, that a residential building permit, you add 2.5 people, and then you get to the next 10 years, it zero. It's just a better.
Yeah,
you got it now?
It would pick up the new census.
Yes, new census re-zeros then. Yes, sir.
The only thing I said, I gave it to a counselor, and Debbie has it already, where it says now, therefore be resolved by the parish of West Baton Rouge, should be resolved by the town of Bruley.
You fixed it.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Consideration for a motion. Move on, Ms. Bourgeois.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Police report.
Good evening. Our call summary for August, we had 6 alarm calls, 2 animal-related calls. We assisted other departments twice, 2 battery calls, civil complaint, 1 property damage, a death by natural causes, a Barbara Voisin. 4 disturbances, 1 domestic, 1 fraud, which occurred out of state. We simply did the reports so the woman could recover her money. 6 miscellaneous calls, 1 private property accident, 2 suspicious persons or vehicles, 5 thefts consisting of a trash can, a boat, which is also report only, was stolen during the flood, lawn equipment and tools, which was solved and pending arrest, and a car, which was also solved, 7 traffic accidents, 1 trespassing, 2 warrant arrests, 71 total complaints with 284 citations, 366 violations, and 25 vehicles towed for no insurance.
Good. Thank you. All right. Correspondence, I want to read a letter to you. Dear Joey, Terry and I were so pleased to receive the landmark certificate for what we now call the Borg House. It is beautiful and will be proudly displayed on our home. We regret that we missed the presentation ceremony and reception and wanted you to know that but for our prior unalterable commitment to our grandchildren, we certainly would have been there. Please accept our thanks for working on the application, supporting the designation, and all other work you do to make the town a special place to live. Signed, Terry and Steve Gidry. That's a nice compliment. Mayor's report, the only thing I wanted to cover was that we might have a special meeting. I already did that, so I don't. Remarks of personal privilege?
Yeah, I just have 2 things I want to include in the minutes. I want to thank Debbie, Jamie, Luke, Trish, Thibodeau for helping with the landmark ceremony on August 14th. And also we mentioned that sending condolences to the family of Curtis Dupuy, who served as a town clerk from December of 72 through June of 80. And I think it's important to note when some town clerk as town clerk, because we've had fewer of those than we have had of council members. The town clerk is a person that just keeps things up. Even though the attorney keeps it out of jail, town clerk keeps things up.
If you ask.
So I wanted to have that in the minutes.
Debbie, make a note. Send stuff like that to the LMA, they put it in that magazine. I'm not sure town clerks, I think they will do town clerks.
I've seen it in there.
Put a note, I want to send them. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
What's the only guy to finish that line, that sewer line going?
Well, they don't really have a schedule. It looks to me like they on again, off again. I can't really say. I would say another 3 weeks to a month, but it shouldn't take them that long if they concentrate on it. Huh?
Just a matter of time.
Yeah, but it shouldn't. I mean, it's not that hard a job, especially since they got all the clearing done. So, you know, we'll see. I'm, you know,
they're pretty much through with the clearing now.
Oh yeah, it's clear right there. I mean, getting rid of it is a different story.
The only other thing is CRPC meeting and dinner next
right.
Monday night in Fort Allen.
Right. I'm gonna be at a convention in New Orleans, so I'm not going.
At 6:30.
Yes.
Leave about 2.
Yeah. Well, you know, they were talking about that the other day. Pee Wee was talking about that. They're trying to figure out what to do about having meetings like that because nobody comes. They say trying to have it in Port Allen, at least some people on the west side of the river can make it there. But you ain't got that much better shot from the west side. You ain't got a shot from anywhere. You know?
We had the smallest crowd I think CRPC ever had because of the traffic.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he said years ago he wasn't going to that.
No, I ain't doing it. Not doing it. I love to go to meetings. I don't have any problem with the meetings, but I don't know what they're going to do. Anyway, announcements, bid opening for the street overlay will be the 21st of September at 10 a.m. And Landmark and Heritage is going to meet October 17th at 6:30 p.m.
I got one more, too.
Yes, sir.
Port Allen's having their century celebration.
Oh,
it's over the 7th and 8th weekend, I think.
Really?
Looks like a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it is.
I saw a flyer today, so just let everybody know.
Well, I didn't realize I was. It'll be before our next meeting is the 10th. Our committees will be the 3rd. Yeah. Good. Thanks. Anybody else? Oh no, that's right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
No.
Move, Mr. Andre. Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? All in favor?
6:50.